Please be seated.
好，我们继续来一起来查考耶利米书。
We shall continue to study Jeremiah.
耶利米书的第六章。
Jeremiah chapter 6.
我们先回到第五章。
Let's turn back to chapter 5.
第五章的二十五节。
Chapter 5, verse 25. Your iniquities have turned these things away, and your sins have withheld good from you.
这里说，因为你们的罪恶，使你们不能得福。
It says here that because of your iniquities, you cannot have good.
圣经说，我们活在世界，不靠自己的聪明，乃靠神的恩典。
The Bible tells us that living in this world does not depend on our wisdom, but on God.
主耶稣又说，我的担是轻省的，我的轭是容易的。
Our Lord Jesus also told us that his burden is light and his yoke is easy.
是怎么轻省，怎么容易。
So how easy and how light is it?
就是他要用他的恩典来补足我们做不到的地方。
It is through his grace that our lack can be filled.
因为他跟我们同负一轭。
Because he is taking on our yoke.
那有什么条件我们可以来体会这样的恩典？
So under what kind of condition can we experience this type of grace?
当然除了需要有信心交托之外。
Of course, other than our faith.
生活圣洁很重要。
Holiness in life is very important.
即使我们很有信心，如果我们生活俗化，
even if we have a lot of faith, but we are worldly in our living,
神就很难跟我们同在。
It's difficult for God to be with us.
因为神是圣的。
Because God is holy.
所以这个教会最忧虑的就是俗化。
So what the church worries about the most is worldliness.
因此在约翰十七章主耶稣升天以前，他挂虑两件事情。
In John chapter 17, before Jesus ascended to heaven, he was worried about two things.
第一个就是成圣。
The first is to become holy.
第二个是合一。
And the second is unification.
因为教会建立在这个世界上。
Because the church is established in this world.
那世界的王是魔鬼。
And the king of this world is Satan.
但是我们教会的信徒是住在世界，不属世界。
Our church is in the world, but does not belong to the world.
这个好像穿一件白衣跑到这个污染的地方绕了一圈，衣服不会变脏啊！这是实在是不简单。
It's not easy for us to wear something white and walk about some place that is dirty without getting it dark.
要说我们坐在家庭里面，借着大众传播，那个世俗的东西都跑进来。
And when we are being exposed to media, all the worldliness can come into us easily.
在我们工作的场所。
And also where we work,
我们交的朋友
our friends,
我们读的书里面的思想
our reading of books,
社会的文化
and the culture of the society,
都一直在 要把我们改变我们的想法
These are all trying to change our thinking.
所以这个教会如果被同化，人的恩典就会减少。
When the church has become worldly, then the blessing from God would decrease.
因此我们能够来参加这个讲习会是非常好。
Therefore, it is good for us to be able to attend seminars.
因为神的话就是我们行为的准则。
Because the word of God is the standard of our living.
当我们从里面的思想到外面的生活都已经真理化。
If we can make our thinking inside all the way to our deeds outside become grounded on the truth.
那这样神就与我们同在生活就很多的恩典跟福气。
Then God would be with us, and we shall have many blessings.
所以在六章二十五节
，Chapter 6, verse 25.
你的罪是你们不能得福。
It says here that the iniquities prevent us from having good.
所以不能得福原因不在神。
So the reason that we cannot have blessing is not really because of God.
神没有问题。
God is not the problem.
神的恩典没有问题。
The blessing of God is not the problem.
神的爱没有问题。
The love of God is not the problem.
如果我们生活没有恩典，我们有问题。
If we do not have a blessed life, we are the problem.
所以不要检讨神公平不公平。
We should not evaluate whether God is fair or not.
是要自我反省，我们哪个地方需要改变。
But rather, we need to self-examine to see what we need to change.
好，那进入第六章。
Now we are entering into chapter 6.
第六章就在提到巴比伦要做神审判的工具。
Chapter 6 talks about how Babylon would be the tool of God's judgment.
我们过去常常听说神所用的工具必须是圣洁的。
In the past, we often hear that the tool of God has to be holy.
好像提摩太前书说，大户人家有金器、银器、木器、瓦器。
Just like what is mentioned in 1 Timothy, that in the great house, there are vessels of gold, silver, copper, and wood.
就是外在条件，有的是金的，有的是银的。
So in terms of the exterior quality, you can see that some are made of gold or silver.
但是到最后神所用的是洁净的。
But at the end, what God uses is that of cleanliness.
那这也是我们在教会里面用人的条件。
This is also the criteria for us to use a worker in church.
但是神会不会用那个不圣洁的人？
But would God use someone who is not clean?
如果第六章看起来是有例子的。
From chapter 6, we can see an example.
就是神用巴比伦来当工具，来刑罚以色列百姓。
That is, God used Babylon as a tool to punish the wickedness of Israel.
这个就让人没有办法接受了。
This is hard to accept.
为什么？因为以色列百姓虽然有罪，巴比伦罪更大。
Why is that? And this is because even though Israel is sinful, but the sin of Babylon is even greater.
那神怎么会一个用更有罪的来刑罚那个罪没有这么重的？那神的公义在哪里？
Why would God use a nation that is more evil to punish one that is less?
这也是哈巴谷先知的问题啊。
This is also the question from Prophet Habakkuk.
但是神就给他解答了。
God gave him an answer.
以色列百姓有罪，他不悔改，所以要罚。
That when Israel does not repent of its sin, it must be punished.
所以神用巴比伦做工具。
And God used Babylon as its tool.
那这个神的目的完成了之后。
But when the work of God is completed.
接下去神就要来审判巴比伦的罪。
God would then judge the sins of Babylon.
所以以后就被灭掉了，这个国家就不存在。
Therefore, Babylon was later destroyed, and it no longer existed.
那这样就满足神公义的要求。
Then this fulfilled the righteousness of God.
所以第六章在预言巴比伦要成为神的工具。
Chapter 6 prefigures that Babylon would be the tool of God's judgment.
这并不违反神公义的本性。
This does not violate the essence of God's judgment.
那第七节重复就是因为他们的罪。
Verse 7 repeats, As a fountain wells up with water, so she wells up with her wickedness. Violence and plundering are heard in her. Before me continually are grief and wounds.
这个地方用井来描写耶路撒冷。
It uses wells to describe Jerusalem.
那井的下面有活泉。
Wells has fountain underneath it.
那常常在沙漠挖到一个活水井，当然这是非常好的。
When we dig up a well in the desert, this is actually a good thing.
那耶路撒冷城，这个是圣城。
Jerusalem is a holy city.
那圣城应该是充满神的公义、怜悯才对。
The holy city should be filled with God's righteousness and mercy.
那这个城好像一个井啊，是恶一直跑出来。
The city, however, is like a well that is welling up evil.
那到底是为什么？
Why is that?
离开神啊，就是罪的开始。
Because departing from God is the beginning of sins.
所以罗马书啊，在讲救恩的道理。
Romans talk about the truth of salvation.
他第一个先讲罪。
The first is about sin.
外邦人有罪。
That the Gentiles have sinned.
犹太人也有罪。
The Jews have sinned.
全部都在罪里面。
They are all in sin.
所以才需要救恩。
Therefore, salvation is needed.
那在讲罪的第一点就是故意不认识神。
The first thing about sin is the intent to not know God.
从神的创造我们知道有神，但是我就故意把它当作没有。
From God's creation, we know that there is a God, but we intentionally do not think so.
那一旦心把神拿掉，那什么都可以做了。
When we remove God from our heart, then we can do anything we want.
所以为什么耶路撒冷城会变成罪恶，好像泉源这样涌出来呢？
Why would Jerusalem become like a well that is springing forth wickedness?
因为当时的以色列百姓根本不把神当一回事。
This is because the Israelites did not really care much about God at the time.
没有敬畏的心。
They do not have a heart of fearing God.
那人对神没有敬畏的心，人又有这个罪的本性。
When men don't have a God-fearing heart, and then we also have sinful nature.
所以这个圣城就涌出罪恶出来。
This is how the holy city would well forth wickedness.
好，我们再来看第八节。
Let's read verse 8. Be instructed, O Jerusalem, lest my soul depart from you, lest I make you desolate, a land not inhabited.
这里神已经讲提到了，要你应当受教，免得我的心与你生疏。
God said, "Be instructed, lest my soul depart from you."
所以这是神的一个提醒。
This is a reminder from God.
要受教。
That we must be instructed.
这是很难的一件事情。
This is a difficult thing.
有时候我常常听那个从中国大陆来的，问他说：“你从哪里来？”
Sometimes, when I ask, those who are from China, where you come from?
有一些从大城市来的，他就觉得。这是一种，好像是一种荣耀。
Some come from the major cities, and then they think of it as something of that they can be proud of.
因为这是社会的一种倾向，社会的文化。
Because this is really the trend or the culture of the society.
那在耶路撒冷住久了之后
，But when we have lived in Jerusalem for a long time,
这是圣城。
This is the holy city.
大家都来这里敬拜神。
Everyone comes here to worship God.
所以在心里的认知上，可能就有一点他是比别人好。
So in our heart, we may feel that we're better than others.
因为大家都来这边敬拜神。
Because everyone comes here to worship God.
但当一个人的内心有一点觉得我比别人好的时候，就很难接受别人的教导。
When our heart feels that we are a little bit better than others, we find it very difficult to be instructed.
虽然活在罪里面，也没有办法被提醒。
Even when we're living in sin, we cannot be lifted out of it.
所以神说，你当受教。
Therefore, God said, be instructed.
但是要受教，要谦卑，往下降。
To be instructed, we need to humble ourselves and to lower ourselves.
我们才听得下去。
We can then be able to listen.
我们才能够得到益处。
We can then be benefited.
那如果不受教是什么？结果又怎样呢？
What is the consequence of not being instructed?
不受教就维持现况。
Not being instructed would mean that we remain the same.
维持现况就是罪从那个圣城一直涌出来。
To stay the same means that wickedness continue to well out of the holy city.
所以公义之城应最后的变成罪恶之城。
So the city of holiness had become the city of wickedness at the end.
那这样的结果就是我的心与你生疏。
This type of result would then make what is mentioned, I will make you desolate.
有时候我们在世界上得罪一个人，你会发现说他就把你当作不存在。
Sometimes when we have offended someone, we may find that they think we don't exist.
因为世界上一些人没有这样的人，你生活还是过得很好。
Because without this type of people, you can still live a very good life.
但是我们生活当中如果神跟我们生疏，这是大事。
However, if God deems us someone that He doesn't know, then this actually is very serious.
所以神说，免得我的心跟你生疏，这是大事。
So when it says, "Lest my soul depart from you," this is actually very serious.
神的心离开的人，神的恩典就离开。
When the heart of God departs from one, His blessing also departs.
因为爱与恩典是连在一起的。
Because love and blessings are connected together.
所以神的怜悯是爱，如果离开，神的恩典就没有了。
And the mercy of God with his love and blessing, when they leave, there would be nothing left.
那结果你就是荒凉，成为没有人居住之地。
And the consequence of that is we become desolate, a land not inhabited.
所以从圣经里面也可以看到以色列百姓被掳的那个根源就是罪。
From the Bible, we can see that the Israelites were taken captives because of their sins.
因此需要改变，这样才是存活的一个原因。
Therefore, they need to change in order to be able to live.
要接受警告，免得太迟。
To be willing to receive warning before it is too late.
我们看第十一节。
Let's read verse 11. Therefore, I am full of the fury of the Lord. I am weary of holding it in. I will pour it out on the children outside and on the assembly of young men together.For even the husband shall be taken with the wife, the aged with him who is full of days.
这个地方说，这个先知充满着神的愤怒。
Here it mentioned that the prophet was full of the fury of the Lord.
当然先知也是充满着神的怜悯。
And of course, the prophet was also full of the mercy of God.
所以有时候是公义跟怜悯同时存在心里面。
So sometimes we need to have both righteousness and mercy together.
好像我们在看自己的孩子你看他做错了，但是他又不愿意改。
Just like when we look at our children, they have done something wrong and they're not willing to change.
那你很气。
We're very angry.
那气的时候，心中又觉得很痛苦。
But at the same time, we feel very pained in the heart.
痛苦是因为我们爱他。
We feel painful in the heart because we love them.
我们就知道他不改，这后果是不好的。
We also know that if they don't change, the consequence is not going to be good.
那天父对以色列百姓的心就是这样。
This is the heart of the Heavenly Father toward His people.
在巴比伦还没有来之前
，Before Babylon came,
一直在提醒他们。
He kept reminding them.
让他们不要太慢了，错过神给他们悔改的机会。
So that they would not be too late in missing the chance from God.
那为什么会变这样子？变成这个耶路撒冷城变成一个罪恶的泉源。
Why would it come to this that Jerusalem would become the well of wickedness?
到最后就提到先知。
And later on, it talked about the prophet.
我们看第六章的十三节。
Let's refer to chapter 6, verse 13. Because from the least of them, even to the greatest of them, everyone is given to covetousness. And from the prophet, even to the priest, everyone deals falsely. 14. They have also healed the hurt of my people slightly, saying, Peace, peace, when there's no peace. 15. Were they ashamed when they had committed abomination? No. They were not at all ashamed, nor did they know how to blush. Therefore, they shall fall among those who fall. At the time I punish them, they shall be cast down, says the Lord.
那先知的责任是什么?
What is the duty of the prophet?
传神的话语。
To preach the word of God.
那什么叫做忠心?
What does it mean to be loyal?
忠心就是没有保留的传达神的话。
To be loyal means that you preach the word of God without any reservation.
那这里这个说先知在讲平安啊，平安啊。
Here it says that the prophet would say, peace, peace.
不错，神的怜悯里面包括神赐的平安。
It is true that in the mercy of God, there is peace.
但是，当一个圣城变罪的泉源的时候
，But when the holy city becomes the well of wickedness,
平安就没有了。
There is no more peace.
所以这个先知他没有去传当时需要悔改的信息。
The prophet did not preach the way of repentance to the time.
他传以色列百姓喜欢听的，而不是传以色列百姓需要听的。
Instead, they preach what the people would like to hear instead of what they should hear.
这两个有很大的差别。
There is a great difference.
喜欢听的就是平安啊，神祝福你啊，没有事情。
What they would like to hear is that there is peace and God is blessing you.
需要听的就是你们已经变罪的泉源了。
What they needed to hear is that you have become the fountain of wickedness.
你们要受教。
You must be instructed. 免得
神离开你。
Lest God departs from you.
但是这个不好讲，这个人也不喜欢听。
But this is not easy to say, and it is also not something people want to hear.
所以为什么开始耶利米书就是说在讲耶利米要没有什么朋友。
That's why the book of Jeremiah talked about how he did not have any friends.
因为活在当时的世代。
Living in a world at the time.
他传神的警告就引起很多人的当仇敌。
Because of the warnings that he preached from God, he had created many enemies for himself.
那保罗在《使徒行传》二十章，好，我们看《使徒行传》二十。
Let's turn to Acts chapter 20.
使徒行传二十章。
Acts chapter 20.
二十六节。
Verse 26. Therefore, I testify to you this day that I am innocent of the blood of all men.
27.
For I have not shunned to declare to you the whole counsel of God.
这里讲哈，你们谁灭亡，罪不在我身上。
Here it says that I am innocent of all the blood of men.
因为神的旨意，我没有一样不讲。
Because I have not shunned to declare to you the whole counsel of God.
神的慈爱讲，神的公义也讲。
The mercy of God, the righteousness of God, had all been preached.
他不但提供奶，他也提供干粮。
And not only milk was supplied, the solid food was also supplied.
所以他的责任已经尽了。
So his responsibility has been fulfilled.
所以服侍神这个忠心实在是不简单。
Serving God really comes down to being loyal at the very least.
因为人都不喜欢讲，被人不喜欢听的。
Because it is hard to say, and people may not want to listen.
所以我们再回来看第六章耶利米书第六章。
Let's turn back to Jeremiah chapter 6.
第六章的十六节。
Chapter 6, verse 16. There says the Lord, Stand in the ways and see, and ask for the old paths, where the good way is, and walk in it. Then you will find rest for your souls. But they said, We will not walk in it.
那现在神就借着先知告诉他们，要查访古道。
Now, through the mouth of the prophet, God said to them that they shall ask for the old paths.
看哪里是善道，然后就走在其间。
And where the good way is, and walk in it.
那这样你们就得安息。
Then you will find rest.
所以古道、善道、安息，这是都是连在一起的。
So old paths, good way, and rest are related.
科学是新的好。
For science, what is new is good.
所以科技的产品也是越新越好。
So for technology, the newer the product, the better it is.
但是当我们谈到信仰
，But when we talk about faith，
我们谈到我们教会要怎么来治理
，When we talk about how to manage the church，
我们到最后就是要去查访古道。
When at the very end， we actually really need to look at the old ways。
看当初主耶稣所栽培这些使徒，他们建设的教会是什么？
To look at the disciples that Jesus had cultivated and the church that they built up, what it's like.
所以查访古道，我们教会才能够找到正确的方向。
So when we ask for the old ways, then we can really find the right direction for our church.
所以道理是古道，我们要去寻找。
Truth is the old way. We need to find it.
但是科技是新的好。
For technology, what is good is the newer one.
这两个不太一样。
This is different.
好，我们现在看一节圣经节。
Let's refer to a Bible verse.
使徒行传。
Acts.
使徒行传的第二章。
Acts chapter 2.
使徒行传第二章的四十二节。
Chapter 2, verse 42. And they continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine and fellowship.In the breaking of bread and in prayers.
然后四十七节
47. Praising God and having favor with all the people, and the Lord added to the church daily those who were being saved.
在以赛亚书里面有一句话说，向下扎根，向上结果。
In Isaiah, there's a phrase that we take a root downward and we bear fruit upward.
那在整个信仰的发展也是这句话也是对的。
In the development of faith, this phrase applies.
教会的发展也是这样。
For the church development, this phrase also applies.
那个果是什么？
What is that fruit?
以个人来讲，就是我们具体看得见的生活。
For individuals, that means a way of living that can be seen.
以教会来讲，就是信徒的生活。
For church, it means the way of living of the members.
那个果也包括这四十七节得救的人天天加给他们。
That fruit also includes what's mentioned in 47, that the Lord added to the church daily those who were being saved.
越来越多人洗礼。
So more and more were baptized.
那当我们要增加教会的人数，
When we are trying to increase the number in the church,
第一个要每个人有宣道的观念。
The first thing is that everyone needs to have the concept of evangelism.
每个人都带慕道者来。
Everyone brings truth seekers.
你说一年一个人带一个。
Every year, if one person just brings one,
你就发现教会慕道者很多。
We will find that the church will be filled with truth seekers.
不要太多的太高的目标，就一个人带一个。
We don't even have to have a lofty goal, just one per person.
那听道是从信道从听道来的。
To believe first requires that we listen.
那听道是从传道来的。
And to actually listen comes from being preached to.
但是有时候我们常常看到，虽然好像有很多的慕道朋友，但是受洗的人不多。
Sometimes we may see the situation where there are a lot of truth seekers, but not many get baptized.
好像活动很多，但是结果不多。
There are a lot of activities, but they may not be that much fruit.
那到底问题在哪里？
Then where is the problem?
如果我们回到使徒行传，我们刚刚所读的。
If we turn back to Acts, to what we just read.
这个四十二节就是向下扎根。
Verse 42 talks about taking root downward.
那根扎在哪里？
Where is the root?
使徒的教训。
The apostles' doctrine.
他不但认真查考，而且去遵守。
They not only study very fervently, but they also observe.
那主耶稣升天以前就说，你如果遵守我的道，我就与你同在。
Before Jesus ascended to heaven, he said that if you obey and keep my word, I will be with you.
所以如果把神的道活出来，
If we live the word of God,
我们在生活中就可以荣耀神。
Then we can glorify God in our lives.
就有基督的香气。
Then we have the fragrance of Christ.
那有神同在，就有神的恩典。
When we have the abundance of God, we will also have His blessings.
有基督的香气，加上有神的恩典，这就会吸引人。
When we have the fragrance and blessing of Christ, we will attract people.
别人在我们身上可以看到神。
Others can see God in us.
好，那最后一个祷告。
Lastly, prayers.
祷告就是被圣灵充满。
Prayers means to be filled with the Holy Spirit.
圣灵是活水的泉源。
And the Holy Spirit is the fountain of living water.
那活水流过我们内心。
When the water flows through, we become renewed.
生命会改变。
And our life will change.
那另外一个就是交接，就是团契。
Another one is fellowship.
这个团契就是用神的爱彼此相爱。
Fellowship means that we love one another with the love of God.
然后用真理来互相交通。
And we also commune with one another in truth.
那这样一个向下扎根的结果就会人数就会增加。
With this type of taking root downward, the result is that the number would be increased.
信徒就会改变。
And the members will change.
所以这个教会的体质是可以变的。
So the essence of the church can be changed.
不是办很多的活动。
It's not about having many activities.
是有系统的查经。
But rather to have systematic Bible study.
鼓励大家把它活出来。
And to encourage everyone to live out Christ.
祷告到被圣灵充满。
To pray until the point that we're filled with the Holy Spirit.
然后有属灵的团契。
And to have spiritual fellowship.
那当这个教会的体制改变。
When the church changes in this way,
来慕道可以感受神的同在。
Then the truth seekers can really feel the presence of God here.
他就会被神吸引。
And they will be attracted by God.
不然教会要什么吸引人？
Otherwise, What would we use to attract people to the church?
如果神没有办法在这里吸引人，那怎么可以吸引人？
If God is not here to attract people, what can attract people?
所以我们回来看耶利米书的第六章。
So we'll turn back to Jeremiah chapter 6.
这里神告诉他们要访问古道。
God tells them here that they need to ask for the old paths.
那是善道。
Where the good way is.
要行在其间。
And walk in it.
这样就可以得安息。
Then they shall find rest.
为什么？
Why is that?
因为神会回来跟他们同在。
Because God will return to be with them.
所以在以赛亚书三十章，我们来看以赛亚书三十章。
Let's turn to Isaiah chapter 30.
十五节。
Chapter 30, verse 15. For thus says the Lord God, the Holy One of Israel, in returning and rest you shall be safe, in quietness and confidence shall be your strength, but you would not.
这里讲。
Here it says,
得救在乎归回。
In returning and rest you shall be saved.
安息哈。得力在乎平静安稳。
And to in quietness and confidence shall be your strength.
所以神已经给他们提出一条路了，怎么来解决他们的困境。
God already prescribed a way for them to come out of the situation.
得救就是在归回。
To be saved, they must return.
那这个归回是什么？就是耶利米书第六章的古道。
What does it mean to return? And that actually is the old paths in Jeremiah chapter 6.
那个善道。
The good way.
也就是神指示他们一些敬拜神的道理。
That is the truth that God has revealed to them in worshiping Him.
那这样子他们就可以得安息。
Then they shall find rest.
所以有时候我们生活遇到很多的困难。
Sometimes we encounter a lot of difficulties in life.
我们常常一直想要怎么去解决困难本身。
We try all kind of ways to resolve the issues.
那有时候这个困难本身是因为它的根本有问题。
But sometimes the problems have some type of root that we need to address.
就是我们跟神的关系有问题。
Perhaps it's our relationship with God.
那如果我们能回来解决我们跟神的关系，把它重新修好。
If we come back to repair our relationship with God.
那这个问题有很多就自然就消失了。
Then a lot of these problems will disappear.
有时候是借着神的恩典，这个问题就解决了。
Sometimes through the grace of God, they just go away.
但是如果没有从这个根本来解决。
But if we do not really go back to the root.
有时候常常觉得这个问题解决完，另外一个问题又来。
We will find that when we resolve one issue, another one will pop up.
因为最基本的问题就是我们没有回到古道、善道，重新修筑那个根往下扎。
Because what is really fundamental is that we have not gone back to the root and take the root downward.
好，我们现在回来看第六章。
Now let's return back to chapter 6.
二十二节到三十节。
Chapter 6, verse 22 to 30.
这二十二节到三十节是在讲从北方来的这些巴比伦这些苦难就是熬炼选民。
These verses talked about how the invasion from the north is actually to help refine the chosen people.
让这个选民的灵性能够提升。
So that the spirituality of the chosen ones can be lifted.
我们看第六章。
Let's read chapter 6.
二十八节。
Verse 28. They are all stubborn rebels, walking as slanderers. They are bronze and iron. They are all corruptors.
29.
The bellows blow fiercely. The lead is consumed by the fire. The smelter refines in vain, for the wicked are not drawn off. 30. People will call them rejected silver because the Lord has rejected them.
这在提到以色列百姓好像是铅好像是铁了，那神要用火来熬炼他们。
It says here that the people of Israel are like bronze and iron, and that God would refine them.
好，那我们进入第七章。
Now we are entering into chapter 7.
第七章继续神对以色列百姓的呼吁让他们要悔改。
Chapter 7 continues the calling of God for them to repent.
那为什么悔改这么困难？
Why is it that it's so difficult to repent?
因为人啊，如果习惯某一种生活方式、想法，人就不会想要改变。
Because when man is used to a certain way of living or thinking, we find it very difficult to change.
除非有什么重大的事情发生。
Unless something major happens.
那我们现在来看第七章。
Now let's read chapter 7.
第七章的第三节。
Chapter 7, verse 3. There says the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, amend your ways and your doings, and I will cause you to dwell in this place.
然后第四节。
Verse 4. Do not trust in these lying words, saying, the temple of the Lord, the temple of the Lord, the temple of the Lord are these.
第五节。
5. If you thoroughly amend your ways and your doings, if you thoroughly execute judgment between a man and his neighbor.
第六节。
6. If you do not oppress the stranger, the fatherless, and the widow, and do not shed innocent blood in this place, or walk after other gods to your hurt.
第七节。
7. Then I will cause you to dwell in this place, in the land that I gave to your fathers forever and ever.
这里神已经指示他们怎么样能够继续居住在这个牛奶与蜜之地，能够得福。
God already showed them here how they can continue to stay in the land flowing with milk and honey.
第三节哈，你们要改正行动作为。
Amend your ways and your doings.
就是过去他们这个罪恶的生活方式，要把它拔出、拆毁、毁坏。
Which means they need to pull out and root out the old way of sinfulness.
然后再建立一个真正从心里敬拜神、谦卑的顺服神。
And then to build in their heart a heart that is submissive to God.
那神就继续与他们同在，能够住在神应许给他们这个地。
Then God will be with them continually and cause them to dwell in this promised land.
但是从第四节就开始说，为什么他们不改变？
Verse 4 starts to describe why they would not change.
这是神的殿，这是神的殿，这是神的殿。
The temple of the Lord, the temple of the Lord, the temple of the Lord.
因为圣殿是敬拜神的中心。
The temple is the center of worshiping God.
所以他们一直觉得说圣殿在这里没有问题。
They feel that the temple is here, therefore there's no problem.
所以把这个外在的圣殿当作是他们没有问题的一个根据。
They treat the exterior temple as the reason why there is nothing to be concerned with.
但是神的讲法不是这样神的讲法是说你要存活，最重要是里面要更新。
But what God was trying to tell them is that for you to live, the most important thing is that you must be renewed from within.
不是说你这个里面是罪恶的泉源，一直依靠外面的圣殿，要想这样神来施里面，这个不可能。
You cannot have the well of wickedness in you, and you rely on this exterior temple for the mercy of God.
好，所以在十二节里面他就引用一个例子。
Verse 12 talks about an example.
这个例子就是示罗的例子。
And this is the example of Shiloh.
那到底示罗发生什么事情？
What happened in Shiloh?
如果我们回到这个撒母耳记的第四章去看。
If we turn back to 1 Samuel chapter 4.
我们看撒母耳的第四章。
Let's look at 1 Samuel chapter 4.
Oh, 撒母耳记的第四章。
1 Samuel chapter 4.
第四节。
Verse 4.So the people sent to Silo, that they might bring from there the ark of the covenant of the Lord of hosts, who dwells between the cherubim. And the two sons of Eli, Hophni and Phinehas, were there with the ark of the covenant of God.
当神指示摩西造圣殿，圣所。
When God showed Moses how to build the tabernacle.
圣所里面有至圣，有约柜。
And in the tabernacle, there is the Ark of the Covenant.
神住在至高的天上，神也住在这个圣所里面。
God dwells in the highest heaven, but he also dwells in the holy place.
约柜有施恩的宝座。
And on the Ark, there is the mercy seat.
所以这个约柜代表神的同在。
Therefore, the Ark represents the presence of God.
因此， 他们在过约旦河的时候，约柜走在前面。
When they were crossing the River Jordan, it was the ark that led the way.
约旦河就开了。
Then the Jordan River opened.
他们攻耶利哥。
When they were attacking Jericho,
抬约柜走在前面。
They carried the ark in front of them.
结果耶利哥就倒了。
Then Jericho fell.
所以神的同在是这么真实，这么有力量。
So the abidance of God is this real and this powerful.
那现在去打非利士人。
Now they're about to attack the Philistines.
他们就讲，那怎么办呢？约柜抬出去就没有问题了。
They said, "What shall we do? Let's bring out the ark, and all problems would be solved."
因为过去的经验，约柜抬出去都得胜啊。
Because from their past experiences, whenever they bring out the ark, they would be victorious.
那这一次约柜抬出去问题很大。
But this time, when they brought out the ark, there was a big problem.
所以第四章的十一节。
Chapter 4, verse 11.
神的约柜被掳了。
The ark of God was captured.
以利两个儿子也被杀了。
And the two sons of Eli died.
那到底问题在哪里？
Where is the problem then?
就是在以利的两个儿子和非尼跟非尼哈跟神的约柜同在。
The problem is with Hophni and Phinehas and also the abidance of God.
所以圣洁的神没有办法跟不圣洁的人同在。
The holy God cannot abide with those who are not holy.
那神不同在，这个约柜只是一个木头的柜子。
When God does not abide, this ark is really just a piece of wood.
所以不是这个木头的柜子能够保护他们。
It is not that this wood can protect them.
而是神保护他们。
But rather God.
因此圣洁这是需要的。
Therefore, holiness is required.
那如果这样再回来看第七章。
With this, if we return back to chapter 7,
以色列百姓他们一直想说，这个物质的圣殿建在这里没有问题啊。
The Israelites kept thinking that if there is a physical temple being built here, then there would be no problem.
如果回想当初所罗门在建殿的时候，
When we think back to the time that Solomon dedicated the temple,
殿充满荣光，祭司都没有办法站立。
The temple was filled with such glorious light that even the Levites could not stand.
那这个殿在这里，我们有什么问题？没有问题。
If this temple is here, then what problem will we have?
那问题就是跟那个示罗的约柜一样。
The problem is the same as that incident at Silo.
耶路撒冷里面的人活在罪里面。
That those who in Jerusalem live in sin.
不愿意悔改。
They were not willing to repent.
那如果不愿意悔改，神就不同在。
If they were not willing to repent, then God would not abide with them.
那神不同在，圣殿在这里也没有用。
Without the abidance of God, there is no essence to the temple being there.
所以今天我们跟神的关系。
So today for our relationship with God.
最重要是建立在我们内心真正的悔改、谦卑来接受神的话引导。
What is most important is the humility we have inside and the submission we have towards God in repenting.
而不是依靠外在的什么东西。
Rather than relying on the things that are superficial or physical or exterior.
好，我们再回来看第七章。
Let's turn back to chapter 7.
这个第八节一直到十五节。
From verse 8 to 15.
如果接受这个别人不实在的欺骗的话，到最后就是毁灭。
If we receive the word of deception from others, we would reap destruction at the end.
我看第八节。
Let's read verse 8. Behold, you trust in lying words that cannot profit.
然后第十节。
Verse 10. And then come and stand before me in this house which is called by my name and say, we are delivered to do all these abominations?
十一节。
11. Has this house, which is called by my name, become a den of thieves in your eyes? Behold, I, even I, have seen it, says the Lord.
所以我们在教会里面呢，要学习当古代的这些诸王，就是要洁净圣殿。
As members today, we need to learn from the past in the sanctification of the temple.
那神与我们同在。
And God would be with us.
神的恩典就充满在我们教会里面。
And the blessings of God would fill the church.
那从二十一章第七章二十一节开始。
From chapter 7, verse 21 and on,
好，我们就看以色列百姓啊，拒绝听从神。
We can see how the Israelites refused to listen to God.
好，我们看23节。
Verse 23. But this is what I commanded them, saying, Obey my voice, and I will be your God, and you shall be my people, and walk in all the ways that I have commanded you, that it may be well with you. 24. Yet they did not obey or incline their ear, but follow the counsels and the dictates of the evil hearts, and went backward and not forward.
所以我们可以看到，不是神没有给他们机会。
We can see that it is not that God did not give them a chance.
只是他们拒绝悔改。
But rather, it is because they refuse to repent.
那拒绝悔改，活在罪里面，圣殿也没有办法救他们。
And with that refusal, they cannot be saved even with the temple.
所以以色列百姓被掳差不多是决定了。
So the captivity of the Israelites were pretty much determined.
不是神不爱他们。
It is not that God did not love them.
是他们拒绝听从神的话来回转。
But it was because they refused to listen to the word of God and to return.
那今天这个对我们也是有相同的教导。
Today, this has similar teaching to us.
神要我们的就是回转。
What God requires of us is that we return.
回转才有前途。
We return and we will have a way.
回转才有希望。
And if we return, then we will have hope.
回转才有恩典。
If we return, then we will have blessing.
回转才能得福。
If we return, then we shall be blessed.
回转才能更新。
And if we return, then we can be renewed.
所以回转是重要的一个功课，我们一生的重要功课。
Therefore, returning is a very important lesson that we should always be aware of.
不只是我们的功课，也是整个教会需要学习的功课。
It's not just something for us individually, but for the whole church to learn as well.
我们一起来默祷。
Let's pray in silence.
阿们，我们休息。